We are doing the Rashot Aran. Before we begin, I want to mention our learning should be to the merit of Gilda Bat Rafael, Esther Bat Shmuel Chaim, Golda Bat Shlomo, Tzvi Ben Shlomo, Frail Ben Bat Shlomo, Yuda Meir Ben Shlomo, Tuvia Gittel Bat Shlomo, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Shlomo, and Shmuel Chaim Ben Naftali. These were the last names that I mentioned, the last seven names that I mentioned. Everyone except for the first name were people who were murdered in Auschwitz today. So our learning should be to their merit.
And Aaron ben Zalman Reuven.
Okay, to the merit also of Aaron ben Zalman Reuven. We're holding in Drashot Aran. The Ran had discussed that the people had united to, so to speak, form one government. All of humanity wanted to have one leader, and they united to build this tower so that everyone would see the power, the might of this king. Nimrod was going to be king over all of them, and everyone would respect him. They'd see the power of this kingdom, so there would be no rebellion. They'd all be united under one ruler. Vabikahahi, and that valley where they all gathered, Gamkin, Asho Bachaulem, Hieret Shinau. That's the land of Shinar. That's Babel. The land of Babel. Haya Roshau Malka Nimrod. So who was the head of that land? Who was king? Who was supposed to be king over this whole union? That was supposed to be Nimrod. Shaya Rosh Lavadazara. And we know Nimrod, why was he called Nimrod? Because he got the world to rebel against his creator. Nimrod comes from the word mered, rebellion. Nimrod got the world to rebel, got the world to follow idol worship. Ad sheyitzik l'Avraham Avinu b'cholko alea. We know it reached a point where Nimrod afflicted Avram Avinu because Avram Avinu disputed Nimrod's paganism, as is well known that Nimrod tried to execute him. V'lachen amar, and that's why the verse says, Hen am echad, behold, they are one nation, and this is what they've begun to do. Kilomar, so to speak, what God is saying is, im yimashech ze, if this continues, then we have a situation where the whole world is in agreement. And even if at present there's no direct harm from the fact that the world has united, this is just the beginning of what they've done. But if this continues, then they're going to be capable of doing everything they plan to do, ba'et arishon, the things that they initially plotted, ve'lo yachlu ata, ve'lo yachlu, and then they were unsuccessful in doing it, meaning initially when the pagans wanted to outlaw monotheism, they were unsuccessful. Ata, now that the world has united under a pagan ruler, under Nimrod, lo yimana mehem, it won't be held back. If God leaves things to the laws of nature, the world is united under Nimrod. If the whole world is united, so then they're going to be able to persecute the monotheists, namely Avraham Avinu. Ki en safek, because undoubtedly, shadorot ahim, kulam ayu mishtadlim l'romem avodah zarah shlehem. Undoubtedly, those generations were all trying to elevate their idols. Ulashkech shmosh l'kadosh baruch hu, and to make God's name extinct. Ve'lo ala biyadam, and the only reason they were unsuccessful was because there were different governments and there were different lands. So that those who were monotheists, those who served Hashem, were able to escape. If they were persecuted in one country, they'd run to another country. And this would not be available, this escape, if they continued with their unification of all of humanity. Because when Avram fled from before Nimrod to the land of Canaan, lo haya Nimrod moshel bechol olam, ana yelech merucho. If Nimrod at that time had ruled over the whole world, where would Avram be able to run away? Nimrod wants to kill Avram. If the whole world is united, where could Avram run to? V'zeh omram bepesach sheni, and that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, in the Perek Pesach Sheni, amar le'ahu mina. The Christian said to him, "Anan malinan minaychu, we're better than you guys." דכתיב כי שישה חודשים ישב שם יואב וכל ישראל עד אחרית כל זכר באדום. The Christian told the rabbi, he said to him, you see, when the Jews only had a chance, they tried to abolish us, they tried to wipe us out. It says that Yoav remained 6 months trying to kill out the people of Edom. Ve'ilu atun, and us, says the Christian, yatvitu gaban, look at how you guys live amongst us. We don't touch you, we don't harm you. So he's telling him, you see, you guys, it says in the Tanakh, that David HaMelech tried to wipe out the Edomites, and yet you live in our midst, and we don't try to wipe you out. Amar lei, so the rabbi answered him, hechi tavdu, tachlinu lekulu litniu gabaychu. What can you do? If you want to exterminate all of us, well, we're not all here. Lemaydi ka gabaychu, if you try to kill out only those Jews that live by you, karu lechu malchut haketia, you'll get a bad name. Yeah, people are going to say, ah, that's a kingdom that kills its own citizens. Amar gapa deromi, beha nachtinanu beha salkinan. Hine, hora, ki sibat eshiv chamata meashchit, eino rak liyot memshaltam bilti kolele. So that Gemara tells us a very important point, that the whole reason why they retain their anger from annihilating the Jewish people is because they can't have a final solution. The second the nation thinks they have a final solution, that they'll get away with it, then they would try to annihilate us. The Gemara is telling us a very important point. The only reason they're not trying to annihilate the Jewish people is because they think they won't get away with it. They think, they're not all here anyways. The second they think they can attain that they'll be able to completely annihilate us, then they would do it.
That's what the evangelical wants to do.
And therefore, going back to the generation of the Tower of Babel, being that at that time the thought of the generation, they said we're uniting, but initially they didn't say we're uniting in order to wipe out Avram. But God foresaw that the outcome of this unification was bad. So God didn't punish them. They didn't deserve to be punished. They didn't do anything bad yet. They were uniting. And there was potential danger in that. But they hadn't yet done anything bad. But what God did was, God undid what they planned to do. And God confused their languages. It was enough to make it that they didn't understand one another. God confused their languages. That was enough to undo this plot. Klalo shel davar, the point of what we're saying is as follows. Ra'a kibbutz arsha'im ahu ra. God foresaw that the gathering of those wicked was something bad. V'yotam kulam maskimim al tchuna achat ra'a. Going back to the fundamental point that the Ran had laid previously, that when we unite people, if they all have a similar fault, then the fault gets magnified. Then it's to the detriment of the world. So Hashem said, if these Rishayim are united, even though ordinarily we say when people unite, they're much better. We see that there's a power in Tzibur. But when they all have the same fault, that they all ultimately want to banish monotheism, ki ei efshar lechlal mekubatzim pratim balei tchuna achat ra'a, shelo yeh haklal ra mimenu kamo, and it's an impossibility that if you unify people with the same fault, that the unification of them will be at least as bad as they are, if not worse. So that's why we said, ordinarily we say a tzibur, when you have a congregation, they have a greater power. But here by the Tower of Babel, because they were unified and they all had the same fault, that they all wanted to banish monotheism, that's why Hashem had to interfere and break up this unification.